Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me and hanging around with me today. It's always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got a good, really good, really interesting and important interview coming up straight ahead. June Reed is with us. June is senior consultant with the Iraq Reconstruction Agency in the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq. You've heard June on the show many times on the show, folks. In the past, she's been with us every couple of months. She joins us to give us an update on how things are going, really going on the ground over there. June Reed is one of America's heroes. She's one of the good ones, folks. She's been over there now for almost 2 years, if I'm not mistaken, and still got more time to go in her work to help the Iraqi people accomplish what they accomplish. And that also means, folks, that by definition that she's helping our military men and women over there to accomplish their mission. June Reed, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. I appreciate that very much. Hello, everybody.
It's good to have you back, June. And I know how you are, and I know that you accept my admiration and my praise on behalf of all the other members of your team who don't get an opportunity to be on my show. I know that there are many, many of them over there who are doing the things that
yes,
you're doing.
Yes, there are. Yes, there are many people.
How many civilians do you think, how many American civilians would you estimate are in Iraq right now in addition to our military?
Oh, my goodness, many thousands.
Really?
There's several thousand here at the embassy, let alone NGOs and other individuals.
Tell the audience what an NGO
is. Military and everybody else.
Tell us what an NGO is.
Oh, a non-governmental agency. Many of them are not-for-profits who are here to help us assist the Iraqi people in various ways, the civilian population as well as support the government, etc., to learn all kinds of different things. Many of them are here really to build capacity in the Iraqi so that they will be able to be efficient and effective in all the different things that they need to do.
So in addition to 100 and I guess maybe 40 or 50,000 troops, I'm not sure what the number is right now, we've got thousands of civilians like yourself, people who work for the government, people who don't work for the government, over there trying to, these are all dedicated people, folks who believe in the idea. They believe in the idea that Iraq freedom is not only going to be good for Iraq, but it's going to be good for the neighborhood. Right, June?
Yes, it is. It's going to be good for the local neighborhood here and the global neighborhood.
But June,
so
right?
It has reverberations everywhere. And our coalition forces, they have many civilians here, too.
Right now, though, for the last, 30 days or so, I guess maybe since the historic mosque was blown up, I'm not sure about the name. You can straighten me out on that. But I guess since that event happened, tell us a little bit about that. Since that happened, there's been quite a lot of violence, especially in Baghdad, hasn't there?
Well, yes, but I think we can also look to some other things. There are certainly are facts in which, yes, a number of people have been killed. Yes, it's definitely not a good thing, not good at all. But the issue about the Samarra Mosque being destroyed is something that could have led to an all-out civil war at that time without having leaders, and what was demonstrated since that time through today is that there are leaders who have called for unity across the board. All the leaders of every particular faction, religious sect, etc., have called for unity, peace, and calm across the board. And that is something that's very, very, very important. And yes, there have been some curfews that had to be enforced. But in terms of national violence, etc., that has not happened. There have been specific incidents of more car bombs, and there have been some things, but it's not people out all violence all in the streets. And the important thing is that there are leaders there who are looking at the future of the country, not personal feelings or revenge at the moment.
Well, exactly.
So very important. That's something to really think about and understand.
Well, we have to put what's happening in perspective, which we're going to do when we come back after these messages with our good friend June Reed. She's one of the great Americans who are helping the Iraqis and has been now for quite some time. And when we come back, we got more to come. We're going to find out some other things that's going on over there. Some good news. There actually is some good news to come out of Iraq. 20 till. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I encourage you to check it out when you get a chance and subscribe to my free newsletter and look, check out all the other things, including my blog, which is also there on the homepage, or you can go to jimsblog.biz. June Reed is our guest. She's one of the great Americans helping the Iraqis and our military get Iraq on its own feet, get it up and running, and she's been doing a wonderful job over there, folks. She's been contributing so much, she and all the other great members of the team that she belongs to. And June, we were talking about the circumstances in Iraq, specifically, I guess, Baghdad, because most of the violence has been around Baghdad, hasn't it, in the last 30 days?
Yes, there certainly is violence in other areas from time to time, but yes, Baghdad. But you have to remember that's, of course, because Baghdad is where the center of the population is by a long shot. I mean,
right.
There is overwhelmingly, it is the largest city by manyfold. So that is why it's where all the people are.
Well, you know, you were talking
so it's
about
logical.
You were talking about after the mosque bombing of the ancient mosque that was blown up.
Yes, in Samarra.
Samarra. After that things got bad, but it could have been worse. You know, you have to look at. It seems to me that you got to look at Iraq and say, okay, relative to what? You know what I mean? Relative to Baltimore, Baghdad is not good. Relative to what Baghdad could have been under the circumstances, as you were saying earlier, it's really kind of a testament to the budding early stages of the political leadership of Iraq.
Yes, it is. It's everyone. It's the people who participated in staying calm, and it's the leaders who called for that across the board, for unity for the government and for the people. And so it was really a very good combination. The leaders had not called for that. I think emotions could have run very high. But the leaders across the board did that. They did not call for revenge. They said, everybody, please stay calm. And we need to look at the big picture here and remember Iraq is the most important thing. And that people were calm. And for the most part, actually did do that. So that's sort of working together.
It seems to me.
Cool, calm, and collected.
It seems to me, June, if we could just get the neighbors to stay out of Iraq, Iran, and Syria, if we could get some of those folks to stay out of Iraq and stop influencing the circumstances in Iraq, it seems to me that a lot more progress could be made. You have any evidence of that?
Well, I don't have any direct evidence one way or the other per se about them being here or not being here. But I do think that that the people of Iraq know what they want to do. They want to get on with their lives. They want to have a very good, strong government. That's why it's taking them a little time to calculate exactly how this would work, mm-hmm. so that everyone participates in the government, that all the factions and all the ideas will get to be heard equally and have a sense of unity, but also proportion in terms of everybody with their opportunity, and then the majority will decide in terms of laws, etc. So it's taking them a little time, but when you think about it, this will be a permanent government for the next 4 years. They will not have another election in 2 or 3 months as they've had this past year, which is very, very good. So they are going about it cautiously, but I think thoughtfully and with the perspective about having what will make sense for Iraq in terms of building its future. Those are things that are very important, and that's what we see is happening here in Iraq.
Well, June, as I've said many times before, democracy is not a chia pet. You don't just add water and get it overnight. It takes time, it takes a lot of work and a lot of sacrifice, like the sacrifices you're giving them over there right now for being over there doing what you're doing. But let's talk about that. Talk to us about some of the things you've been up to and some of the progress you feel that you've made in the marketplace over there.
Well, we're seeing all kinds of things happen. Interestingly enough, we're looking at working on foreign trade regimes and establishing foreign trade policy to assist them. We're establishing sustainable microfinance. We're going to take microfinance and have it move into sort of another phase, which is very, very important. I've talked about microfinance before. It's a very positive program that we've had. Now we have over 24,000 individual loans. We're looking at the Securities Dealer Association along with the Securities Commission and the Stock Exchange in terms of revamping them sort of across the board.
Is there a stock exchange operating in Baghdad right now?
There's a stock exchange that is for the Iraqi Stock Exchange, which was reopened as the Iraq Stock Exchange. And now we're working on automating it and providing it with a rule of law, a new investment law, and a securities commission, which never was seen before, which is something mm-hmm. that's very, very important.
That's
a good
news.
Foundation. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We're looking at building a large, interesting program for capacity building within the federal ministries and at the provincial level, something that's very exciting for the Iraqis to really become efficient and effective administrators for their own policies and their own government to deliver services to the people in Iraq. Those are just a few of the many things that are going on.
Well, and you mentioned 24,000, I think you said, small business loans, and you've got a high rate of, mm-hmm. of people paying those back in a timely way.
Yes, virtually 100%, except for a couple of cities we had to close due to certain issues. Just two cities we had to close. Yes, 100%
right.
Repayment otherwise.
Almost 100% repayment. And when we come back, I'm going to ask June if she is making as many loans as she was at one time. This is all good for the Iraqi economy, folks. This is good news. There's some bad news in Iraq, but this is the good news that you don't hear about in the regular media. Tintel, June Reed is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back. When you're near. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, June Reed, a great American, ladies and gentlemen. Very close to beginning her third year in Iraq. May 1st, around the 1st of May, she will have finished 2 years helping the Iraqis get their economy going over there and getting their government off the ground and building some stability into that country. And Joan, what a great accomplishment you've had in the last couple of years. And I know you've got a great deal of satisfaction and you certainly should. I want you to talk to us about. By the way, is there any website that you would want to send us to where people could track and follow, maybe where you guys are journaling the things that you're doing over there? Is there anything like that?
Well, there are many websites, including the State Department website, that lists all the various things that are being done here in Iraq. A huge number of projects and,
right.
and accomplishments. Just the one that for the State Department alone, and then you choose Iraq, and you will see a huge listing of infrastructure projects and other projects such as loans and various consulting, all kinds of things, helping them prepare laws, all of those things.
What is that, state.gov?
So in the many, many places. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
State.gov.
Yeah.
All right. Now, talk to us about some of the new projects you're working on to get the economy going over there.
Well, there are a number of them. Of course, we are looking at the loan programs that we have, and those are continuing on. As an example, there are now 24,000 microloans, as I mentioned earlier in the broadcast.
What's the smallest and the largest loans that you've made?
Well, the smallest loans are $500, and the largest loans actually are $5 million. We have
wow.
another program that we make $5 million loans to Iraqi businesses, and we've made those loans for various business opportunities. Look, there are businesses that are developing here in Iraq, pharmaceutical businesses. There are hotels going up, new airports opening. Another airport is going to be built in Najaf. There's a new airport in Sulaymaniyah, one in Erbil, improvements to the one here in Baghdad, the international airport itself. There are a lot of things that probably many people don't know about in terms of projects that have already been completed, let alone ones that are continuing to be planned.
Give us an example, June, because all we hear about in the mainstream media, unless you listen to this show, all you hear about is all of the violence. We don't get the good news. We don't hear about the hospitals coming online, the electricity that's expanding. We don't hear about any of that. We don't hear about all the people living quiet, safe lives out in other parts of Iraq. Only the bad stuff.
Well, of course, people go about doing their daily lives just like everyone else does. They are individuals who wake up every morning and certainly go to work, and many of them go to private businesses. Many of them are small private businesses across the board.
Do you consider the Iraqis to be entrepreneurial?
Absolutely. They have a very, very wonderful mercantile history for many, many hundreds of years.
Thousands.
In terms of trade. Yes. Actually, yes, thousands
mm-hmm.
of years.
Do you know what the literacy...
manufacturing.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what the literacy rate is in Iraq?
Literacy rate. Well, I do know that a significant number of individuals go to school. All of them read and write. I would say it's well over 50-60%.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a large number of women graduate from university and have graduate degrees. Many of them study engineering, which is not something that many women in the United States study. There are
right.
women engineers, of course, in the United States, but a significant proportion of higher educated women in Iraq are engineers and in the hard sciences.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
June, we got 30 seconds. What would you like to leave us with this on this visit?
I would like to leave people with the idea that things take time, and what they really need to do is look at the very big picture. This is an interesting opportunity for the Iraqis, and what they are doing is taking advantage of an opportunity to clearly, carefully, and concisely set up their government in the right way to prepare for their future.
And you believe that's happening, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes. There are bumps along the way, but it's a good road.
And you're on the ground. You're watching it happening, so I'm going to take your word for it instead of CNN. Hey, June, thank you for being here. Good job today. God bless you.
Thank you, Jim, as always.
Be safe, and we'll see you next time. June Reed, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll be back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.